Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. We're going to talk to Belinda DeBoltz. She's got a fun job. She's the director of Erling Berlin's White Christmas, the musical, which is going to be showing here this holiday season at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. Belinda, thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you, Tim.
Appreciate it. How was casting? How did that go for this presentation?
Well, casting, it has been in kind of a unique situation all the way around the area because, you know, COVID-19 hit, and I think people kind of became, I mean, their momentum slacked a little bit because you can go see a show, you can do anything, but now it's starting to pick up again. So we have a wonderful group of cast members, and they're from all over the place. We have people from, of course, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Clarinda, Atlantic, your middle school's very own Rebecca Bird, who teaches social studies there at the Middle School Atlantic, is in the show in several different roles. We have Thurman, Hastings, Griswold, and Glenwood, Iowa, and then we have a couple from Omaha and Bellevue, Nebraska, who have decided to come over and join us. So, yeah, we're from all over the place.
Yeah, you don't really have to sell the show so much, do you? It's pretty well known.
Yeah, it's pretty well known, and I do have to mention that it's sponsored by Houghton State Bank, who have been good to us to kind of get the ball rolling too. But yeah, this is a well-known show. However, most people are more familiar, of course, with the movie instead of the musical. And they are just a tad bit, storyline's the same, just a little bit different. White Christmas, of course, is a movie that a lot of people know and love. It was released by Paramount Pictures back in 1954. Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, and Vera Ellen were the ones that starred in that particular show. It featured 17 songs by Irving Berlin. Now, The White Christmas as a stage adaptation on Broadway opened at the Marquee Theater in November 4th of 2008. It quickly became a favorite, and they added some more Irving Berlin songs to it. So you'll hear even more music by Irving. Songs like Blue Skies, I Love a Piano, How Deep is the Ocean, those are just a few of them that have been added. It's still an uplifting, memorable musical. It'll put you in a holiday spirit. It's just a really great show.
Absolutely. So for folks who are used to the movie presentation, they'll love this even more because it's got more of what they like.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, Jim, the thing that really surprised me, though, were the amount of people that really have never watched the movie. I was very surprised. I made my daughters watch it from a very young age. And, so they know it. They're 30s, 20s. They know it. But there are a lot of people that joined the cast that had never seen the movie,
wow,
which in a way is okay because they had nothing, no expectations going in on what they should and should not act like in the presentation that we're going to do. Those of you who are unfamiliar with White Christmas, like I explained to some of these cast members, it begins when GIs Bob Wallace and Phil Davis put on a show for the troops during World War II. And then that friendship and talent grown to a successful song and dance act after the war. During the course of events, they meet singers Betty and Judy Haynes, who are sisters of a war buddy. And then when they end up following the sisters to their Christmas show at a Vermont lodge, that just happens to be owned by their former Army commander, who they did not expect to see. So and as the story goes, it snowballs from there. Sorry, I have to say that. So you just have to come and see the show. Whether it's snowing outside or not, I think you will just really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, I assume there are always challenges with putting on a presentation of any kind. A musical presentation also adds that dimension to it as well. But a lot of folks who are familiar with the movie, I mean, you mentioned right out front, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Vera Allen. I mean, you've got some really talented people in that movie, and Bing Crosby's got a once-in-a-lifetime voice. So up against something like that, what people know, how do you make this? How do you work to make this something that folks will walk away whistling?
Well, what I think the audience is going to find is that there are lots of little sneak fun things, you know, little gems that are going to pop out at them. From the train scene, where the group of passengers sing Snow, it's not just the four like it is in the movie. It's about 10 people singing it, and it is just so nice. So you'll like that. And there's little things in the barn you might see that will surprise you and make you laugh a little bit and chuckle. There's a lot of funny lines which are not in the movie, but these things will just add to your Christmas feeling as the whole show goes on.
You know, Belinda, I'm always amazed at these community-type theater presentations because, you know, people have jobs. They have other things going on in their lives. It's not like a school presentation where the kids just show up after class every day because it's part of their routine and they practice. You've got to work this into everybody else's life and stuff. How long have you been working to put all this together?
Well, generally speaking, for a musical, community theater will work on about 8 weeks. We did start 10 weeks ahead of time on this one just because it is a bigger production. We have a great bunch of team leaders. We've got music director John Hewitt. We have choreographers Eric and Tracy Rhodes who are helping. We have stage manager Jenny Boy. And then I really have to give kudos out to our stage and set designer. His name is Andrew Keaton. Originally hails out of the Corning area, I believe. And he's just fantastic. He does. He works all day. And then he comes in at night and builds a set. And works the set and gets all the little effects going like he needs to, and it's just beautiful. It's gonna be really nice. But he spends a lot of extra hours, especially the last 6 weeks or so. He's really been trying to build stuff. We also have a light design person, Carol Wisner, out of the western part of Iowa, and she's also phenomenal. She's been doing it for years, and she's gonna have a little special notes in the lighting situation. She's an excellent person there. But again, these people all work all day, and then they come out at night and put forth their best effort. Actors, same way. They work and work. We've got Bob Wallace, who's played by Donnie Torbett. He's getting his master's. So at the same time, he's going to regular school, and then he's working, and he's got his master's. He's got papers and tests. And we have high school kids in it that are, you know, taking tests but still coming in at night. A lot of family duos. We've got my McCartney boy, who plays Susan Waverly, her mom is our stage manager, I mentioned earlier. We have Sierra Sherkolk, who plays Judy Haynes, who is the niece of one of the other people in our cast, Marge Sherkolk, who's also an excellent person with stage building. And then we have, you know, my daughter's in it, who plays Betty Haynes. Tommy Hanna plays Bill Davis, one of the other main characters. I wish he could get his mom in it, but no, she didn't want to do it this time. But yeah, lots of families get involved in this kind of thing too, and I would encourage families, if they ever want to do something, yeah, jump right in. Grab your whole family and become part of the cast or the set builders, lighting crew, whoever it might be, because it is a really good experience.
Belinda, I'm listening to you, and all I hear is enthusiasm. It sounds like you're just having a blast doing this, and I'm sure that'll show on stage.
Oh, yes. And we're to that point, you know, what they call Tech Week is not always the most pleasant of weeks for the cast and crew. But this time it was different. We had, you know, you're working through the little challenges you have when you're putting on a production. But last night I sat and I said, I don't have any notes for it hardly, because it really was smooth. You guys did an excellent, excellent job. And they were all, oh, good. We made the director happy. That's always a good thing, right?
Yes, it is. Well, all of that work and all of that effort, and all comes to play right now. It's Christmas time. It's time to get the show going. And this weekend, it looks like next weekend, you've got a whole bunch of performances.
Yes, and this is they haven't done two weekends for a while, but they decided to try it. And I think it's an excellent idea, because what they've done, they've got the Friday nights, the 8th and the 15th of December, we're doing the regular 7:30. Saturday, December 9th, we have a 7:30 evening performance. Our Sundays are their regular 2:30 matinee time. However, they've also added a special matinee on Saturday, December 16th. There won't be an evening performance that second Saturday, but they will be doing a 1 o'clock special matinee just to see how it goes. Because we all know, well, if you're like me, I don't like driving that much at night in the winter. So if you can drive during the day in the winter, it's even better. You've got an extra matinee to go to.
Very good. You get a crowd from all over, I guess.
Oh, yes. All over the place. Different states, you know, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri. They come from all over to come see the performances at the Wilson.
Yeah, and the Wilson. It's nice to have that facility here in Southwest Iowa. It's been a great draw, and it sets up well, I assume, for this presentation.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a nice size for this type of production, because you can still kind of see the audience. You're not losing a lot of people, and you can still see how they're reacting, and the actors can perform accordingly.
You bet. Very good. $30 for adults, $20 for children. Tickets can be purchased online. Go to wilsonartscenter.org. You can also call them at 712-623-3183 to get those tickets lined up. Don't wait too long. You could probably get them at the door, but that's only if there are some available. This is going to be a popular show, so make sure you get after it here early. And again, those show times coming up on the 8th, 7:30 p.m. On the 9th, also at 7:30 p.m. On the 10th, on Sunday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. And then also next weekend, on Friday night, the 15th, at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday afternoon, the 16th, at 1 p.m. And then the 2:30 p.m. Sunday matinee on the 17th. So lots of opportunity to enjoy Irving Berlin's White Christmas, the musical, at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. We're visiting with Belinda DeBolt this morning. She's directing that presentation. Belinda, thank you so much for the time. It sounds like you've had a great time, and hope you have some great shows.
We will. Thanks, Jim. We'll save a seat for you. Call now.